Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me now? Do you have sound, Yola? Hello. Did you even hear the music in the beginning? Oh, there we go. Yes, now we have sound. I guess if the host turned his microphone on and he was bright enough to do that, we would have sound. Then it went blank. Well, that's not good. This is good old Blog Talk Radio at its best, ladies and gentlemen. We will have to fight them to the end of time to get them to do their job. I can tell. I will start over, young lady. Can everybody hear me now? That is a good thing. I said good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Blog Talk Radio for another Tuesday. And the chat room is busy. We are all having a good time. And they're talking about Muslim Brotherhood, Rubio, McCain. Yeah, we got all kind of good things going on. We got the administration's own senator saying that there's leaks coming out of the White House and that it may not be Obama himself, but there's leaks coming from the warehouse, White House, and they don't want, it's a warehouse full of thugs. They don't want anyone turning a special prosecutor onto them because they don't want the truth to be known of who's spilling everything. That's the problem. And McCain buddying up to the Muslim Brotherhood is not a good thing. Not a good thing. And if he's got Marco Rubio in his pocket doing the same thing, Marco Rubio is going to get a rude awakening. And, you know, Dianne Feinstein, she's on the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's a misnomer, folks, because there's nothing intelligent about Dianne Feinstein. Okay? Nothing. Not one thing. She is dumb as a box of rocks. She's gotten elected because nobody in her district pays attention. Stupid. But she's got a peckle full of liberals in her district, and that's why she continues to get elected. She wheels and deals and steals for her district and keeps them happy. She needs to go. But she is now saying that the White House is leaking information. You know what? They are doing just that. Anything that they believe will help Obama, his image, is going to come out of there. Okay? Now, I don't understand this, guys. Somebody help me out here. Why is all of a sudden Romney's going to make a trip overseas? He's not being voted for in foreign countries. Obama did it, so he's got to do it? Come on. Give me a break. There's not that many absentee ballots that come from overseas to where he's got to go over there and make a bunch of foreign policy speeches. Unless he's really got something, you know, up his sleeve that's going to blow people away while he's there, why is he wasting his time and his money to fly to a bunch of foreign countries and make speeches? I don't know about that one. Yeah, Feinstein is a very... in Congress, and you've been there over 10 years, you're a millionaire many times over. And you will stay a millionaire many times over because you've been there doing room deals and trading on the stock market with privileged information your entire time. And you know what? They talk about Swiss bank accounts. Somebody run me some numbers on how many of those congressmen and senators have Swiss bank accounts and how much money they're hiding. Because I can guarantee you it's a boatload. More than Romney ever thought about. Okay? Those guys got to hide what they got, that's for sure. So. Now, Bill's saying that Mitt Romney's an Agenda 21 puppet. That I haven't heard anybody justify yet. I haven't heard anything about it. So, you know, if he is, he's going to catch a hell of a time in the White House from the American people, you know. And I'll tell you what, this tragedy in Colorado is a sad, sad, heart-wrenching thing. But, you know what, if they showed a little less news on that, and a little more news on some positive stuff every now and then, somebody might tune them in a little more often. Oh, the judge finally got smart and said no more cameras in the courtroom. That's a good thing. I think it's a wise move. Let me somebody answer the question for me. This clown has red hair in the courtroom. Did he dye his hair before he did all the shooting? Or did he dye it in court? Or did he dye it in jail? How did he get red hair before he went to court? Because the way the media makes it sound is he dyed his hair before he went to court. Did his lawyer bring him red hair dye and get it past the guards? What's the deal there? Was it red when he went in and shot people up? Colorado officials, gun sales are up 40% since the incident at the theater. Folks, gun sales have been up for the last year across this nation. Something fierce. Okay? Something fierce. So his hair was red before. Okay. I don't remember seeing red hair in the first pictures. I really don't. Maybe that was just an old photo of the media put him on there, you know, to show it. And now you got Christian Bale visiting the victims in the hospital. He's trying to save his movie, is what he's doing. He's trying to save his movie. So he goes and visits folks in the hospital. God. The media just needs to learn when to stop. Yeah, just like Trayvon, where they showed him as a teenager instead of showing him as a 6'2", 200-pound self. Because the media wants to draw interest and keep people sucked in. And the sad part is Fox is as guilty as any of the others. It astounds me. Fox is losing perspective. They really are. And that's sad. But they're losing perspective on what is news. And what is, you know, being biased is all about. You know, they're fair and balanced because they call somebody and ask them if they want to be the opposing view. And that person doesn't want to get crucified, so they, you know, turn it down. That's not fair and balanced. And God knows Hannity doesn't give anybody a chance. He'll just look at them and tell them they're lying. I do not know how he's the third most watched news show in TV. Yes, Fox is losing viewers. I have no idea how Hannity is the third most watched news program on TV. But he claims to be. So, just amazes me. Really does. So there's Bill. Need to tilt my computer screen so I can see it better. Well, there he is. Good evening, Mr. Bill.
Good evening, Hollis. Yeah, it's just all a mess out there, isn't it?
It just blows me away. I get so mad.
On that Muslim Brotherhood thing, last year, Hillary Clinton was working at the UN trying to help the Islamists destroy our First Amendment. And basically what they were trying to do was to make a national, international law that you couldn't say anything bad against Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, let's bring that up. Let's look at this. Why would Hillary be doing that if she wasn't working to help the Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood and others? Hillary was also in line at the IMF, and I don't know if you know recently, but there was one who left the IMF and said she was ashamed of ever being there, and has gone into some details about how the IMF operates. And we're looking at the UN, where Hillary spends a lot of time, and the UN, face it, it's turning Islamic. When you put people like Iran on certain councils, or you look at the Human Rights Council there at the UN, and half the people on it are the worst human rights violators on the planet.
It's a pathetic excuse and a joke. I mean, it is a monetary outfit to collect world money for world dominance, and we know that, and we don't belong there.
And
we
they will use anybody for that purpose. And until true Muslims wake up to the fact that they're all being used, as Christians too, because, hey, they'd love to see us go at each other, because that'll make it easier for them to get rid of whatever's left and instill their global government, where that's the what gets worshipped instead of Allah or God.
Well, that's exactly what Obama was trying to accomplish with the Catholic Church, with all of that stuff he was doing, is getting people of faith to start going at each other and get some inner bickering going there. That was Obama's plan. That was the overall big picture. And it didn't work. It backfired on him because this nation is smarter than that.
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of things recently backfiring on him. His little gaffe he made about if you built a business, you didn't do it.
Yeah,
somebody else
that wasn't
did it.
A gaffe. That was his philosophy. He believes the government should be controlled of everything, to include your life.
Exactly. And, a lot of people, and I've really been pushing this a lot lately, everything, and I mean every single thing that this government is doing, and a few of the past administrations have been doing, is all setting up to hand us over to a global governance headed by the global elite. And the whole global warming thing was made up to rape you of your wealth.
Well, the carbon taxes is nothing more than a method in which a bunch of very wealthy people invested into make it happen to make money off of it. There's no such animal as a carbon credit.
Because
there's no carbon footprint out there.
Well, there's a carbon footprint. It's the entire planet.
That's it.
Everything on the planet is made out of carbon.
And you as an individual
cannot
make enough of a difference.
Never.
No matter what you do, regardless of whether you buy a carbon credit or not. All you're doing is fattening some idiot's bank account or some brilliant man's bank account from turning you into an idiot.
And not only are you fattening his bank account, you're giving him power over you. Well, we're seeing things happening. And when you look, everything's playing right into this global agenda. I'll be honest, even this drought we've had this summer plays right into their agenda to control the food. They've shut water supplies off to certain areas, like in California, there where Linda's at and out through there. They've flooded farmlands here and there. They're grabbing up farmlands and keeping people from farming. And we're letting the world's top makers of pesticides play with our food. It's madness.
It's insane. And we've got a government that's run amok with making laws that only Congress is supposed to be making.
Yeah.
And this country is foolish enough to consider reelecting this man.
The law is the law until it is changed. And that's the problem we have in this nation, is that for a lot of them, on both sides, they have bent the laws to benefit themselves.
This is my question.
Our immigration law is a perfect example of how they do not, they have never tried enforcing it. Never.
A question for you. Why do we not have everybody in this nation asking their congressmen, okay, why are you not detailing all of the craziness that's going on in the White House and all the laws this man's changed and all the laws he's made through executive order? Why are you not helping out the Romney campaign by advertising this stuff?
Yeah, why are you sitting on your butts and not saying a word? Your silence leads me to think that you're complicit.
Exactly.
I have told my congressman that. I see that your silence tells me that you're ineffectual as a leadership, as a leader. You're ineffectual totally. If you're not standing up and speaking against these things, we have had a lot that has happened in the last year and a half when the other side should have been jumping to their feet screaming, oh, hell no. But they didn't. They sat there silent. He went around Congress, violated the law, and is aiding and abetting illegal aliens and foreign invaders. I am sorry. He doesn't like them to be called illegal aliens. So I will refer to them as foreign invaders.
I won't. I'll refer to them as illegals because that's what they are.
Well, they're foreign invaders.
That's ridiculous. They're illegal immigrants.
If we look at it in such a way to call them foreign invaders, then you look at it that as long as Mexico continues to encourage them to break our laws, then we are open, if we finally decide to go down to Mexico and beat the crap out of somebody and make them, you know, follow our laws of coming here.
No.
It's just gotten ridiculous.
I'm not changing anything for this administration. That's a fact. The fact are they're illegally here and they're illegal aliens in our nation. And they have to go. And he's giving them every opportunity to stay. He's inhibiting their being removed. He's closing down, you know, all kinds of stations.
Yeah, it's already came out that him and Napolitano lied about this deal that they pulled here. They lied about it. The same as Holder lied. And how many lies had to be brought out into the open? How many unconstitutional movements or violations of the Constitution? How many acts of treason does it take for someone who stands up and says, that's it, it's over?
Those questions got to be asked to your local congressman and senator. Why are you not standing up in front of the damn TV? Because Fox News and every one of the others will jump on you in a minute if you want to call a news conference, and stating these things. Why are you not telling the American people in your district, your constituents, what the truth is? Everybody should be telling their congressman the same thing you did. Why?
Yeah, you need to be asked, we need to be asking our congressman.
Vocal.
Why are you not following and defending the oath you swore? Why are you sitting there silent while the oath you swore to defend is being violated? I've been all over my congressman. I already told him. If I don't like how he is, I won't be voting for him. If he don't stand up, I see a few congressmen, a few senators that have the courage to stand up and cry foul or say when something's wrong or something should be investigated. I agree 100% with Michelle Bachmann. I wouldn't have voted for her for president. But on this issue about the Muslim Brotherhood, I agree 100% with her. And it should be looked into. And we also should be looking at any of the other Islamic factions that have worked their way into our governance. Like on Homeland Security, where they give the one total security clearance.
Yeah. I mean, they're in the White House, for God's sakes.
Yeah. He can celebrate Ramadan, but what happened to National Prayer Day?
It's going to be amazing when this man's booted out of office in January, and they finally get a look at the visitor's log of who's been there.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a rude awakening for this nation, what's been going on in that White House and in our administration, in our branch of government Obama's running.
Truthfully, a large percentage of them that's going to be on those lists are people we should be rounding up and putting in prison. Because they're part of the conspiracy to destroy the United States.
I think a lot of those folks that are in the administration right now are going to be ones that are in jail. That's my assessment. There's going to be a great deal of them that end up in jail before it's all said and done. And if they're not, then Congress isn't doing their job again.
How many investigations do we have going on now? Geithner's in investigation. Holder's in investigation. Hillary is being investigated into. And there's just, countless. Waters, or Rangel, he's being investigated in his vote deal, the election there. I mean, it just continues and continues. And all this stuff keeps proving. We have people sitting in Congress that if the people actually knew their real records, they wouldn't be putting these people in Congress.
Now, that's the problem. Congress, as we've said before, they've insulated themselves from the rule of law. That's the bottom line.
Well, see, that's where it's all screwed up, because law should be able to be enforced on us, the citizens, that is not equally enforced on.
Hello, Linda. Okay, something's going on here. On hold. Okay.
Okay, you can hear me?
I got
yes.
You now.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why the microphone goes red. You'd think that blue thing would come on saying go, but it doesn't.
Yeah, red means hot. It's a hot mic.
Oh, that's what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, darling. I wondered how long it would take you to get in here.
Well, I had to chime in on Bill's rant here a little bit because there was a town hall type phone telecom call yesterday, and Daryl Issa was on, and they were asking him about this incident with Michelle Bachmann and the several letters and all these things, and he was not siding with her, and I don't think he has all of his information because. Who knows what information he's getting, but, it's really, really bizarre. And there was questions raised about the EPA and how to defund them, and he hates those regulations. So ISA gets it on the carbon tax stuff because California's already doing it. They're supposed to have one next month, this carbon auction, and then it's supposed to go full bore in November here in California. And I'm actually today, I got the information I needed. I made the phone call to Councilwoman Sanchez's office here in Oceanside, and I have a meeting set up privately with the mayor and her. That's Agenda 21, and I get about 20 minutes. I'll tell you, I'm going to be as calm as a cucumber, but I will tell them what's going on. with their general plans and ICLEI and all this stuff, because I've waited, I think, a little too long. So
and then you ask them, if this agenda comes off, where do you think you're going to be?
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Ask them that.
Well, what I'm going to also talk about is the general plans and what I'm understanding, what I've done my research, and show them the data and the material that my friend Ken has come up with from Vista Tea Party Patriots on this carbon emission nonsense, which I, you know, and I'm going to tell them that I shook Lord Monckton's hand and listened to his speech about this nonsense, and that I have, you know, been in a room with Heather Gass from up north and have watched all the videos, Tom DeWeese. I've been researching for over 2 years, and this stuff is the sixth biggest lie, and I've listed them. The first one was the serpent in the Garden of Eden. The next one was Babylon to build, you know, a stairway to heaven. The next one was the Libra Code from Lincoln in the Civil War. The one after that was the Jews are to blame. And then the 9/11 happened, and now, of course, we have to have the Patriot Act so we can be secure. And as Benjamin Franklin said, give up your liberty for security. You have neither and deserve neither. And the sixth one is the biggest one of all, I think, so far, and that's the global warming lie. And it's a whopper. And I'm going to tell them all of this stuff. Believe me, I'm leaving no stone unturned when I go there. I'm going to give them the handouts of what they did from a report from Warren Duffy here in Orange County up north about the Alabama just kicking the whole thing out of their state. And I'm going to explain, you know, look, you may not be able to do it all the way in California from your city council chambers, but you can do it in the city of Oceanside. And you can start telling the rest of them, because they're all connected, man. They're connected with Encinitas, Carlstead, Vista, Escondido, the whole nine yards. All these counties are connected. They're all talking to each other, you know, and ICLEI's involved in every one of them. I know they are. I've seen they put new roundabouts in Encinitas, not just Lucadia, but they did it on another street because my sister told me about it. And everybody hates them. They want to do it to Coast Highway. I was livid when I heard that. I was like, oh, my God. But the fact is, when you do these stupid, idiotic roundabouts, what you're actually doing, if you want to believe this carbon nonsense, you are creating more carbon dioxide by doing that. When you slow traffic down and an engine idles, this is what happens. Oh, they're going to hear it from me, believe me. And if Mitt Romney thinks he's going to slide by and not hear about Agenda 21 and how much we hate it, he may have to think again, because as long as I have breath in my body and a way to type a letter to him, he will hear from me. Believe me.
Well, he did buy into the global warming scam. The last I heard, I haven't heard him deny it. But, yeah, he was buying into it. And that's not a good thing. They're not looking at the whole picture of what it's really about. And if they did, they would see what we see.
I know.
They're being fed like, oh, it's going to help the environment and all this. They're not telling you about, but we're going to enslave the people. Nobody will be allowed to travel. There won't be no personal cars or none of that stuff.
Absolutely. They don't get it because they don't understand how global this is and who's behind it. They don't know the evil ones behind it.
They're trying for a penny sales tax. They're trying for a penny sales tax right here in Atlanta. July 31st for the vote, that would cost $800 billion, and 51% of it is going to be given to the MARTA, the Rapid Transit Authority, to expand.
There comes your high-speed rail.
And they're talking, they're saying, you know, this tax is, it will cost me $238 a year. For however long it takes for them to get that kind of money. And it's nothing more than allowing public government transportation to take over everything.
I know.
And they've already admitted, it will not do one thing to lessen the traffic flow and the traffic in Georgia.
It makes
not
it
one
work.
Thing. And they want to tax us.
I know.
Insanely. And it's not going to do a damn thing to help traffic in the city of Atlanta.
No, it's going to make it worse, Hollis. And here's the thing. I just heard was last week on one of my local guys here, Slater Show in the Morning, a speech from idiotic Jerry Brown, our governor, who's just, you know, just having a good old time with his socialist redistribution garbage. And he wants he's going full speed ahead with this high-speed rail, and I just can't understand where the hell he's going to get the money for it. California's broke. This carbon stuff's going to just put the final nail in the coffin of this state. Plus the fact what he's counting on, this guy's so stupid, he's counting on the California voters in November to vote themselves a tax, another one,
yeah,
and have revenue to do this crap, and we're not going to do it. And that's how insane.
That, you know, people have gotten smart enough to realize they vote on a thing the government taxes of any kind.
Oh,
people are sick and tired of it.
Yep, they've had it. We're taxed to death. I mean,
and we don't see that we're getting anything out of it except debt.
Well, it's not. Well, we're getting poor. We're getting socialized. We're getting, you know, turned into
that, and we're watching money laundering. We're watching money laundering when they go through companies like Solyndra, and they're still they file bankruptcy, but they were still able to donate to Obama's campaign.
Yeah, well, money laundering is just, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the YouTube thing. It went around the internet a little bit. Well, James O'Keefe did. I think he was somewhere
on the
probably unions? In New York. Yes, yes. And with the shovel ready. His green company. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was absolutely astounding. We know this goes on. You know, the country is just completely a mess. The Republic is, you know, barely there. We got to keep fighting.
You got to wonder why the mainstream media didn't pick that up and put it out there.
Oh, of course. I call them the MSU, the make stuff up media. I mean, that's all they know how to do because they're not journalists.
Well, you know,
they're
the
propaganda.
Public would love to hear that story.
Yeah.
I know the public would love to hear that story.
Absolutely.
To get a view of the truth.
I know. It's pretty insane, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of insane stuff going on. It's really crazy. And people, and more because of us and because of shows like this and because of people actually getting tired of being, you know, just totally treated like they're total fools, more and more people are realizing that things have to change.
Yeah,
and we've got to do something.
And they're not trusting even Fox anymore because, as you had mentioned earlier, I mean, there's still a lot of drones out there who will never get it. One of the people I had lunch with the other day, who will remain nameless, but she just doesn't understand. She complains about California, complains about, you know, not being able to get a job. And I said, well, I talked about North Dakota, and I said there's about 2% unemployment. That means anyone who wants a job can have one. And she doesn't understand simple math, I guess, and obviously doesn't understand economics. And I tried to explain it to her, but she wouldn't have anything to do with it. She doesn't understand that, you know, we've got real numbers unemployment here in California of 21%, and she just dismisses it, I guess. It's just bizarre. I up on some of these people. I just can't. It's
well,
murder them.
Common sense just doesn't equate to some people.
Yeah, weren't born with it at all. No, it's really sad. And I was going to ask Bill, between November, you say it's going to get weirder and crazier. Oh, please, tell me what you think. What do we do? I don't drive very fast to Indiana.
It's just getting amazing to me every day when I go through the net, and because I quit, I gave up the major news, all of them. I gave them up.
Yeah.
I go through the net to get my news and stuff. I do a lot of stuff, research through Breitbart and whatever, and I find there's a lot more truth out there that way.
Of course.
But
you can cipher, yeah.
Every day there is something just totally off the wall and crazy that comes out that somebody, some congressman or something's trying to do. Like today I heard that Dianne Feinstein wants to take so many thousand cars off the road.
Oh, my God.
And
yep, it starts.
Well, she's playing right along with Agenda 21. Yes, but you try telling people that, and they look at you like you're dumb or a crazy old. They can't do that.
I know. Well, they're going to. That's what all these general plans are about. I'm telling you, and you and I know it. This is why I've made the appointment to see them on the 31st, which is about 11 o'clock in the morning my time, to go see them down in the city or their office upstairs. So that I at least it'll be quiet. There won't be, you know, all the rest of the that's going on. So at least I'll have my time with them. And I mean, that's what I can do is present it. And you can't make them drink it. Make them do things, but at least they're aware of it, and I've done what I can.
I mean, if you just go here today and ask how many are aware that the Senate voted themselves a raise.
Wow. Yeah, when did they do that one?
In the last few weeks.
Oh,
it was part of one of the bills they passed.
Of course it is. And none of the media covered that.
Oh, no. Think of our economy and the shape it's in, and these guys have the gall to vote themselves a raise and then hide it in a bill so the public didn't really see it.
That's what oligarchs do. They're just, and they're completely, you're right, insulated from all of it because they've made it that way. They're both sides of the aisle. We don't trust, you know, 9/10 of them. We know that. We just, right now it's a voting thing, and God forbid it comes to a shooting match because, you know, we may not win that one. Oh, we'll win the big war because God's got the control.
That's the thing. I know who wins in the end.
Yeah,
I know who
absolutely.
Wins in the end.
Yep. It does get frightening because you just don't know. I mean, you know how to prepare, but I don't think you're ever really prepared for horrible things. And like those tourists sitting ducks, those innocent people in that theater, that was just the most horrific act of terror I've seen in a long time, probably since the Fort Hood shooting. I mean, it's just horrible. And
I still got to question the timing of that, Linda. I have to question the timing of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
but,
it was like instantly top of every page and stuff. Yet all the people being killed in Chicago, you ain't hearing about.
Nope. You don't hear about the illegals taking people. I think I sent that one to you from Jeff Schwick about the, I think there was 13 people who were just totally annihilated because they were all scrunched into some van or something and they all died instantly. Trying
I put to this
get
out there a lot,
United
Linda.
States.
There are 25 Americans that die every day either by a crime being committed or at the hands of a drunk-driving illegal alien. 25 every day.
That's
been going on like that since 9/11. When you compare the numbers of people that have, the Americans that have died on our soil at the hands of an illegal alien, to how many who have died in Iraq, Afghanistan, and wherever else in the same time period, even the Twin Towers, the numbers don't even come close. Yet the media and those that are supposed to be our elected and protecting us say nothing.
I know.
8 children molested every day by someone who has on the average of 4 victims. And yet our media and our elected say nothing.
Well, you know, all this is going to come back to bite them, the politicians as well as the media. And the media will put themselves out of business because nobody's going to listen to them after a while. They're not. I mean, I think the lame brain group like MSNBC and all the rest of them, the alphabet soup ones, I think their approval rating or their viewership is like 21%, which is not good. It's a little better than the liking of Congress, but not much. Yeah.
Well, what I recently saw, it says that every bit of media, all the major news media, has had a downfall in viewership.
Yep. There's a
and
good reason for it.
People are tired of the lies or the not covering the truth and telling the truth to us all.
I know.
The constant catering to one agenda or the other.
And it's total leftist bias. And, you know, people are starting to figure it out and think outside the box and remember their grandmother's adage, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. And that's what's going on. So people are waking up, thank God.
Well, that's because people like you, Linda, and Hollis and others, everybody, they go out there and they go around and they keep pushing it.
Yep.
And then someone catches on, and then they start pushing it too. I saw that just recently here since I returned from Delaney. We have a page on a website for my local area, and they would never let you put nothing on there. They wouldn't me. They always blocked me from putting anything on there.
Wow.
Well, here I had three or four friends. They started posting on there, and they haven't blocked them yet. But they kind of took it over, and people are starting to ask questions. Hey, we're going to have a little meeting and get together, and I'm going to do some talking, and some others are going to do some talking. Maybe we can get something going here, because I don't feel like the Tea Party groups that are here have done anything. They have all become self-serving. And, you got to work. We got to work on our local agenda, but we got to work on our national agenda, too. And with Agenda 21, whether they realize it or not, we're fighting for our very lives here, people.
I know. It will be just like being under Pharaoh. I'm telling you, that's what's going on here, and that's what Obama wants to be, is, you know, King Pharaoh, and it's horrible. And that's his ideology. He cannot change. He's never going to change. And when all the backlash came out from every businessman and everybody who was talking about it, when he said you didn't build that, when he was talking about businesses, then he comes out and lies and says, oh, I didn't say that, I didn't mean that, you know, and it's as clear as, you know, and he's trying to spin it, he's trying to backtrack, and it's not going to work. I'm telling you,
he said what he really felt, and he seen that it didn't work, and now he's trying to backtrack it, and it ain't working. The backtracking is not working because everybody's seen it. The video's still out there. Even though they've tried scrubbing it off the net, it's still out there and still being circulated.
It's still being circulated. It's still being talked about on AM radio all across the country.
Oh, yeah, AM radio. They've got all the audio. Glenn played it today.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was yesterday when he came out with Glenn had a whole diatribe of Obama's new ad campaign, spinning this whole thing, you know, saying that Romney's lying, you know, that about what he said, and just horrendous stuff. And I mean, if you think it's bad now, it's going to get a lot worse as far as the attack ads against Romney.
Glenn's right, though. They're using what Obama said to try to prove Romney wrong, and what they're doing is they're proving Romney right. They're actually doing some advertising that's hurting them. And they're not smart enough to even realize it.
The bottom line is Romney's gaining ground quickly. This White House is in a tailspin trying to figure out how to stop him and can't do it.
Well, you know, the other thing was there was on Tea Party Nation posted in the Patriot Family site while we were in the chat. Yola had me copy and paste it, and it was they're desperate. Joe Biden was sending out pleas to people. You know, Obama's 51st day's coming up, and We need $3 and you'll be to win a ticket to come to this party and all this nonsense. And so the response was quite telling. The conservative person sent back, you know, well, Joe, you know, I think I'll go to breakfast on my $3. And he just did a whole diatribe of the evil stuff that has been perpetrated, how we're hurting out here and all the rest of it. It was great. I'm so glad he sent it back to him.
I think we're even Pelosi's out there begging for money because they're not getting the money they did last time.
And she's not getting
it
either. She's being ignored.
I really got to wonder how much of the union membership's money, maybe even their pension, did the union leaders invest in Obama?
Oh,
thinking they would get a payback.
I'm sure a lot of, you know.
And if he loses, that means they're going to be out all that money. And I think you're going to see an awful lot of pissed off union members.
Good.
At their leaders.
Good. I hope everybody's upset. I hope everybody's backing off. I don't see the huge amounts of money pouring in. Well, I guess Soros has got deep pockets, so he gives whatever he wants. And then I don't know about the foreign entities because, you know, how they launder it. They'll just take it from Saudis or whoever. Well, probably the MB now. They're probably getting it from the Muslim Brotherhood now. God. So it's, I mean, since the Saudis aren't pouring in billions of dollars to his campaign fund, that's why he's begging for $3 here and $10 there. I mean, it's just, it's it's very desperate at this point, and I'm praying he loses.
Well, it's showing that he's desperate.
And we're also seeing the rhinos come to the surface.
Huge.
So it's time.
Oh, yeah.
We know who to get rid of. Andre Carson.
Yep.
Andre Carson is on the list in Indiana. Luger's gone. He's the next one.
Yep. The rhinos are floating to the top of the pond like little turds. So we just scoop them out of there. Just get them out. Oh, man, they are showing their true colors every day. And I don't think they realize how fast and furiously they are, pardon the pun, imploding. You know, there's a lot of good people out there, and you can't agree with some of these guys on every issue, but it's going to come to fruition. And if Romney gets in, then I'm telling you, everybody should write a letter to him and just flood the mailbox
tell
him, don't you dare do this to us.
When the small town local news stations start talking about the birth certificate,
well,
you got to know Obama's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they haven't talked anything bad about Obama at all. And now they are starting to report on things like the birth certificate, the violations of the Constitution and stuff. So, yeah, he's losing ground. And it's funny because every time they come out and try to regain ground, whatever they try is backfiring in their faces.
Oh, I'm so glad. I think it's providential.
And then another one gets brought up on some kind of charge.
Sure. Yeah, they're just, the corruption goes so deep. The greed and the misuse of money and the graft, and it's horrible. So,
well, you know, they changed the welfare laws last week, too.
You guys heard about that?
Yeah.
Not the whole story, but
now
enlighten
me. Now cleaning your parents' house is considered work.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh,
mowing your neighbor's grass is considered work.
It's unbelievable.
It's to give more people opportunity to stay on welfare.
Yep.
That wouldn't
absolutely
be on welfare.
And to garner
it's the handout mentality of the left. It always has been.
Yeah.
But what no one understands is that you can only do that for so long, and eventually there'll be more people getting handouts than there are people to make the money to give you the handout. Then you lose because the government has no money.
Exactly. All they create is misery for us at this point. They don't create anything.
And I got an article where the IRS has threatened churches if they speak about politics. So probably them churches that have the sign that says anything about Obama, they'll be going after them for taxes, trying to, shut them
up. You know what?
And the whole thing
is... Then if they're smart, they would just get rid of their 501c3s and say, hell with you. That's what I would do. That's the first step. Absolutely. Screw them. I'll pay whatever I have to do out of the tithes, but you're not telling me what I can say in my pulpit. It's the whole thing, This is how the regimes get their power. You give some people power, and they want to turn it into absolute power, and because they're not happy with this, it goes.
Well, going into the Muslim mosque and telling them they can't say stuff from their pulpits.
Yeah, they get their heads locked off with a scimitar.
Yeah, it's just the Christians and those that aren't, the Jews, and those ones they want to silence. They don't want them speaking out because they're afraid that their views won't line up with the Islamic views and the world agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's one-sided. I think it has been for way too long. It's time. I think we're seeing a lot of, good stuff coming from the 9/12ers, the Tea Parties, and all the small local groups that I belong to here. The numbers are just growing, Bill. It's really, really amazing.
We're getting closer to the election. More things are coming out. More truth being revealed.
Right.
And people are seeing the corruption, in politics in general, on both sides. They are seeing it, and they want to change. They want to change to decency and honesty, back to decency and honesty, which would be have to go way back to find anything like that. We've had people that come in there that sit and don't say anything or do anything and yet go home and collect a big-ass check, a pension, and have free health care beyond what the citizens can get. We're paying for it.
Well, they get nice packages.
We see these people like that, and then we see our leaders come out and say, oh, we want to tax the military, or we want to make the military pay for their health care, but we're still going to give Islam and illegals a break on it.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. The other thing that we have a good-sized coalition here, and people, you know, different petitions, of course, and their Tea Party meetings on certain things that are important. I think we only have till like October 18th, but there's a lot of people. Once a week, they've been going out registering people to vote, mostly Republicans, you know, hopefully, you know, in our area. And they've been steadfastly doing that every Saturday, so I applaud them. There's a whole group of ladies
that do
that.
That's all I would do. Acorn went out. They didn't register no Republicans.
I know. These are Republican women from different groups, you know. Republican women's groups, and it's really taking hold, and I'm praying. I think San Diego has a little bit of a chance, you know, for conservatism. And like I said, all these groups are growing and multiplying, and people are aware now, and people are coming on board. It is that one-on-one thing. You know, someone gets up in a small group and speaks, and then another one or two people will be added to that agenda to help stop the evil ones. And that's how I met Barbara Decker. That's how I got involved in studying and going to the groups and talking in front of city council meetings, you know, understanding what the agenda is all about, what they're trying to do to us, and the freedoms they want to take away. So, you know, you never know who you're going to reach. You know what I mean? You get that one extra person or 10 extra people, and it snowballs, and it's to our advantage. So you're right. You have to get involved, stay involved, get up off the couch and do it. That's what we all do.
Yep.
So it comes right back down, you know, and like I said, people got to realize this isn't a game. We are fighting for our lives.
Yep, I know.
And until they wake up to the seriousness of what's going on, and that's the thing. And I'm hoping that more and more will wake up and see the seriousness of the threat. And I'm glad to see that there are Tea Party groups around the world and other people around the world that are also waking up to the threat of the global agenda, and that is making it easier for us, too, to fight it.
In fact, I was listening to Glenn's show today and previous days and on GBTV, and he's doing this whole Restoring Love thing this coming weekend in Dallas, actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and he says there are people coming from like 20 different countries, including China. These are just normal people, not delegates, you know, politicians, all that. They want our advice on how to start Tea Party movements in their own countries. Now, granted, in China it will be difficult for them because they'll probably be taken out to gulags, but at least they're wanting it. They want freedom. They know what we're doing. They understand some of the premise of it and how we're trying to change our own government here. So they want our help and our advice from Italy, from all these places they're coming. It's amazing.
It is. I've been screaming all along, and I'm glad to see that working out that way, because I've been screaming all along, Agenda 21 is the greatest threat to the United States and its people and to the world in large.
Yeah.
Totally. And everything that was being done, from the Small Arms Treaty to the illegal immigration issues to the Islamic issues to all the taxation, all the power grabs by the EPA, the FDA, and all these others, catering to Big Pharma and places like that, it's all Agenda 21, every bit of it.
I was reading also the people in Australia are pissed because they've already got this carbon tax stuff, and now the people are waking up and fighting against it. They know it's just total wealth redistribution, and they've had it.
And they've got the strict gun laws too, and they have a real their rate of murders and robberies with guns and stuff of all that skyrocketing.
Same as Chicago and D.C. when they put these gun bans on people, the it's not going to stop anybody. The bad guys. That's why they call them criminals. I mean, these liberals. I'm telling you, liberalism is a mental disorder. It's insane. Oh, they're so, I just,
well,
I don't
yeah,
understand
I have
how
to,
they're wired.
I don't either, because you take all the single women and stuff that support Obama that are in the liberal issues, and then you take, of course, the gays do, and they're not, they're so silly they don't see that he's supporting an Islamic issue. And if there was
uh-huh.
such a thing as Sharia law, they would be beating these women and everything else, and these gays would all be getting killed.
Yep.
You're really
yep.
bright supporting the ones that would kill you.
They don't. I don't get it either. It's like sheep to slaughter, Bill, and they've all got blinders on. I don't. It's hard for me. It's really hard. They've been indoctrinated so well, and it's like they've successfully pulled the wool over these people's eyes. And they are what Lenin would call useful idiots. That's exactly it. And,
well, they've taught a mass amount of them, Linda. They haven't taught them anything but how to hate this country. And that's what drives them, is the hatred of this country that they've been raised and indoctrinated into.
Right. If you're looking at the average citizen who is supporting Obama, who's a supporter of the MB, it doesn't make sense. But the people that have their eyes closed to all this is because they are totally uninformed. They don't educate themselves. They don't even try. It's impossible to get them to open up a book.
That is the thing. It is hard to get people to read or take time out of their schedule to actually check into anything. And
I know.
To me, I hate to say it, but that makes them indifferent.
Well, yeah.
That means you're straddling the fence.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, there is no straddling the fence. You're one or the other. And if you straddle the fence, well, you'll be considered the other.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you draw the line in the sand, you better figure out what side you're on real quick. You know. Oh,
and we're going to see it. I'm hearing after the 1st of August, somewhere around in there, midway through August, we're going to see a huge increase in all the prices of food.
Oh, yes. I heard that.
It's already happening.
It's going to get worse, though. And I would tell everybody, because of the corn and the ethanol and all this nonsense, all the ranchers are slaughtering their own cattle and selling it off to the market. And then with all of that.
That plays into the agenda.
Yeah.
There'll be no meat.
Happening,
yeah,
right,
they won't have no meat.
What's going to happen is the markets, your supermarkets are going to be flooded. They're going to lower their prices for a time until it's sold off, okay? So everybody get whatever you want and freeze it the best of your ability that you can keep. And because once that supply is gone.
Freeze it, smoke it, whatever.
Whatever, because those beef prices are going to go so skyrocketing. The only people who are going to be able to afford it is the rich Japanese with their Kobe beef in Japan. I'm telling you.
Well, we know Obama's eating $600 steaks now. Next year, who knows how much a steak will cost us.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, like I said, they've got ground beef in right down the street from me, the high-end stuff, for $5.99 a pound. It's higher than gasoline, and that's going some. Man.
Jummer, get you a deep freezer, get you a food dehydrator, and build you a smokehouse.
Yep.
And you can use that on all kinds of meats and stuff. Because it's going to get tight and it's going to stay tight. If you've got seeds that will reproduce, which means they're not Monsanto seeds or GMO seeds, you better hang on to them. They're going to become valuable.
I know. I've got to order some stuff online because of the weather and the seeds I think I got were not good. So my garden died. And so I got to be real careful what I order.
Try heirloom, Linda. Still
okay.
Around. Or just make sure you're getting one that, but they'll tell you that they're organic. They're not, and those are the ones that will repeatedly grow.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out.
I don't know. Jomer's in the chat room.
Who is?
Jomer? No, someone
okay.
I'm not sure.
Rareseeds.com. Jomer just covered you.
What was it called?
Rareseeds.com.
Okay. Cool.
And that's not just the other thing. I mean, water supplies and stuff.
I know.
It's, I don't know how bad it's going to get here. They're saying this drought's going to last us till October. And for Indiana, that will be bad.
Yep.
If I was some of these farmers, I'd be cutting this stuff right now and feeding it to my animals as silage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
instead
God.
Instead of just wasting it. And, I mean, we're optimistic. We know how it is. If bad year this year means we'll probably have a good year next year. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what's affecting our weather? Who knows if our government's even playing with our weather?
Oh, they're such schmucks. I know. It's horrible.
Oh, that's where we're at, though, Linda. Sorry to say, but we can't trust the very people we vote into office.
That's true.
We can't trust
them.
Not
a good thing. No, you can't.
Even on our local levels, many of them that jump in, they get out there and run for office, first thing they do when they get in office, they join the investment group, and they all start living off inside investing and trading.
Yep. Well, not only that, they're taking the carrots dangled in front of them by the state and the feds and even others, that, you know, these NGOs
There's
and the public-private partnerships. You know,
and
that's
exactly how ICLEI is getting their hands into things.
Yep, that's exactly correct. They have lied their way in. They have come in under, you know, the radar, cloaked in the sheep's clothing. And I'm telling you, these people in the council, they are so
guys. I'll be back
naive.
In a second.
Okay.
They're completely naive. Yeah, if you're running for office in my area, locally, statewide, federally, I'm going to ask you about Agenda 21, and if you don't have an opinion on it, then you're probably not going to get my vote, because that tells me you don't know crap.
Good for you. Yeah.
And I have questioned people that I know are running. I question them about it. I question my congressman. I question my senators. I question my state senator and my state congressman and my state representatives. I question down to the mayor and city council, committeemen, I question everybody. I want to know that whoever I am voting for actually has an idea of what's truly going on. And if you don't know what Agenda 21 is, well, then you're a waste of time to me. Get me someone who knows.
Uh-huh. Or you better find out about it and do something about it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Be coming out with statements and standing strong behind your statements. And I don't see that. On the national level, you know, every one of them congressmen sitting up there in D.C. have heard about Agenda 21.
Of course.
How many of them have you seen actually come out and say anything about it?
Not many.
No.
Ted Cruz.
That right there in itself should be a warning and a threat to us.
Uh-huh. I know. Because if they're not complaining about it, they're in on it. Right?
That's my opinion of it.
I agree. So
there's no middle ground.
I agree. No, that's an evil entity, and we've got to stop it. And I just, you know, why we can't get rid of the UN is beyond me. I don't what is the UN giving these guys? Why are they so loyal to this?
Well, if you look at it, how much of their funding comes from us? So if they're giving anything, they're giving our money to somebody else.
I know that, but why are the Congress people not pushing to get rid of the UN?
Well, there are some that would, but what we have is we have the establishment Republicans and the Democratic Party, which are pretty much one and the same in the ideologies of the fact that they both support a global agenda, a global government. The only problem they have is which one of them do they think is going to be involved in being in control of everything?
Yeah, it's like the most
jockeying for position.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. They're jockeying for position.
Oh my
well,
God! What
yeah,
cool.
is it going to be?
They're just
and
cool.
If you, I hate to say it, but you look at our last so many elections. Bush won, and his opponent were both. Agenda. They were both along with Agenda 21. Clinton and both of his opponents were for Agenda 21. GW's fighting Gore and Kerry, both proponents of Agenda 21.
Yep.
Then you've got, here comes Obama and McCain. Again, same thing. Whichever one wins, they're still going to be supporting Agenda 21. And I'm afraid that that's where we're at with Obama and Romney. I would love for Mitt to prove me wrong, but I'm afraid that's where we're at. And that's why I keep saying taking control of the Senate with a with conservatives and getting rid of the rhinos in Congress and replacing them with more conservatives and still maintaining control and power over control of the House and then having control of the Senate is, and then working on our state levels and down is our only chance. It is our only chance.
Yeah, it's imperative. You're right. Yeah, there's no way around that. So I'm hoping, you know, hoping against hope and going to every meeting that I can and pushing and getting people registered and just informing, you know, spreading the word. That's it. That's all we can do. And just keep fighting and keep telling them, trying to enlighten them. That's
we'll give a hello to FT WAPS and to Jomer. They're, show me a president that hasn't lied.
I can't find one.
And that's the sadness of it. It really, to me, maybe I look at things in a weird way or unrealistically, but I think when you're selected by your people, that your constituency, your people that you live around and your neighbors and stuff, I think when you're selected by them to represent them, that is the highest honor and requires the deepest amount of honesty and integrity.
And responsibility.
Until you can find people who actually have that kind of honesty and integrity and that core values and principles and the courage to stand behind them, we're just beating ourselves to death.
Sure. It's just we're chasing our tails is what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
It's true. So, and that's why I loved Ron Paul so much. You know, I got to hear him speak and checked out all the different YouTubes that he had done and just amazing things. And I think that his son is, I don't know if he's, you know, hanging out with the establishment, but it doesn't seem like it because he was pushing a couple months ago to try to help the private property owners against the EPA and these horrible regulations, which are...
Yes, and just last week, in the last 2 weeks, he's been working on a deal that would make them have to read the damn bills.
Yep.
And, you know, the way that Ron Paul has, the things he has spoken about, and we can look at how the media and the party establishment of both parties have both, you know, attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
When that is happening, that's because you fear something. You're going to attack something because you fear it. They must fear the living hell out of Ron Paul.
Of course.
The way they attack
they
him. And to me, that would make him more of a choice, a prime choice to vote for than these guys that keep attacking him, that keep pushing the same agenda on us.
Oh, sure. You know, that they're using the Saul Alinsky rule book. I mean, they're, you know, isolating, targeting, vilifying, and destroying. That's it. That's what they do. And so anybody who's on a progressive bent is going to do that to someone that's going to upset their little apple cart and their power base and their ability to steal from people, which is what, you know, been going on for how many years? How many? Way too long. That's what it is. In the political realm.
You got to wonder, how long will Americans sit back and let this corrupt crap go on in D.C. that's going on? How long until it gets to the point where it's just boils over, and who knows what kind of crazy act may take place. I think that we should be voting to bring back the wooden stocks so that when these people violate their oath or do something totally stupid or corrupt, we can hang them in them stocks out there, and we provide rotting vegetation for the public to throw at them.
I agree. Either that or tar and feather.
And then you ban them from office forever.
I agree. I know. And we've got tons of them that should have been banned, like the idiot governor. He's already been governor before. Why is he allowed to run again? The whole thing.
Charlie Rangel.
I know. Crazy. And then
Maxine
look at
Waters.
Harry Reid.
Every reason. Yeah, just start going through all of them. How many of them have a drunk driving on their record? How many of them have spousal abuse? How many of them had a drug conviction or a drug charge? How many of them have been caught for fraud or check deception or things like that?
Sure.
These are not people that should be sitting in Congress running our nation.
I agree. You know, and you can't rely on the media because you know what they are. They're just propagandists, and we live in the land of Pravda. It's horrible. So you can't rely on them. It's up to us. It really is. And I think it always has been. We just now are recognizing our duties,
yeah.
And we're doing it.
We're just realizing that, hey, we're the boss.
Yep.
It ain't them, it's us. And we've let them switch things around. We got to turn it back around to where we are once again the boss and in charge.
And we must make these people, like, tremble in fear from us, because that's the only way we're going to get what we need, you know, and what we want and what we deserve and this founding was based upon and our republic was based upon. It's the only way. We have to have them trembling in fear, like Jefferson said, because then there is liberty. That's the only way, Bill. That's what that's what we're up against, and that's our job. It really is. So
we are really caught up in the battle, Linda, between good and evil.
Yep.
In some ways, some people would say it's a spiritual battle, but it is a battle between good and evil, no matter how you look at it. It is evil to want to control your fellow man. It is evil to want to steal wealth from other people. It is evil to want to depopulate people by some kind of eugenics or murdering or whatever. It is evil to abort children.
I know.
There's just evil, and we're either going to stand up and side with good and beat back evil, or we're going to just lay down and surrender and let evil take over.
That's not happening. I mean, even if they eventually do, I'm not going down without a fight. That's for sure. You can count on it.
Well, no. Every day, you know, I'm reminded every day of the reasons why I fight. And that's with my grandchildren and my children. I see them, and I see my family and my friends. And I hold you all dear. I hold you all above myself. And that's how you're supposed to be. That's how I was raised to be. And my greatest fear is, how do I protect you? How do I defend you?
Mm-hmm.
And when we're spread out and stuff, you know, and can I protect and defend? I don't know, but I will give it my best shot. I will do everything in my power to try to do it. But I cannot sit back and let my country be destroyed. I cannot sit back while I see the enslavement coming for my people.
Sure.
And I cannot sit back when I see my God being obliterated in all aspects of people's lives, trying to make it to where no one ever knew he existed. I cannot sit back. I can't.
I know. And, you know, the other thing, when you talk about the family and the little ones and everything, and even just that generation, and then just think about all the generations that are going to come down after them. Even after they're no longer here. That's posterity. That's what the founders talked about. That's what they meant when they were, you know, doing all this. They weren't just doing it for 20, 30 years or, you know, 100. They wanted it to go on for a long time.
Well,
they were hoping it would.
I can't think that far ahead, because I really don't know if there will be anything left.
You mean up scorched earth policy? Exactly.
Well, if they start their depopulation and stuff, I don't know how many families will be wiped out that, you know, nobody left, there are no legacies left. It'll just be their people. And I just have that greatest fear. But at the same time, when I do my research, my scientific research, and I'm looking into the ancient civilizations and what they wrote and the things that they said, and I look at the Oracle of Delphi and the Oracle of Rome, and the true Merlin, and the ancient Chinese, and the Mayans, and the Incans, and the Hopis, and others, and pretty much they're all pretty much telling me the same thing, that God will come and rule.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me hope, because I know under God, we're not going to have what we have today.
That's for sure. I agree. I you know, biblically, it's kind of hard because then the futurists and preterists and all that stuff, and it's just something to think about. But
I had a question today, and I was going to ask, and none of them showed up. In the Bible, it mentions an army.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you how many is in that army. At the time that these people say that everything happened before, there was no such army of that size on this planet.
Ah, okay, gotcha. I know where you're going with this, I think.
Yeah,
we
only in the last few decades has there become armies of that size on the planet.
Right. And we got a good one here. The citizens, the well-armed citizenry.
That should make you feel a little bit at ease when you realize it ain't going to be no cakewalk for anybody to come in here and take over. It just ain't going to be a cakewalk. And when you realize the size of the American population that's armed, and then you start looking at world armies, you kind of got to get a grin on your face. We are the most powerful army on the face of the earth, the American citizenship.
Sure.
And we need to wake up to that. We don't have to utilize it, but we need to wake up to it. Because when we wake up to that fact, we can wake up to the fact that not only is our power of armament great, our power of voice and our power of vote is great.
Sure. And reasoning and common sense, which is lacking in the libtard land, I know. No, it gives us hope, and I think that we just keep going. Still, you know, we hold each other up in, you know, in prayer, and we worry about what the future holds, but none of us has a crystal ball, so, you know, we just have to put our faith in the Lord and do the right things and store up what we need to store up and start preparing mentally and physically and spiritually for whatever's coming, you know.
I don't think we need a crystal ball, Linda. If we look at all the policies in place and when they take effect.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, come that date when they all take effect, right there's going to tell you a lot. You're going to know then that we're either screwed or we're fighting.
I think you're right. I think you're thinking along the lines you should be. It makes sense.
I noticed that they put off a lot of things till they don't take effect until after the elections, like in 2013. 2014 is when a lot of this stuff takes effect.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And I think
so
they did that simply because if they took effect before, Obama definitely wouldn't have got reelected.
I know. He's not stupid. He's rotten, but he's not stupid. And he has evil advisors, you know, like Jarrett and Sunstein and the rest of them.
He's being coached.
Coached. Yeah. But he couldn't put two words together without that teleprompter. You know that.
I haven't seen the leadership out of him. All I've seen is golfing, campaigning, and
redistribution. Yep. And stealing from us. Yep. Stimulus, all that. Yeah, he's bad, but he does a lot of evil stuff behind the scenes with his executive orders, et cetera. And then he'll go around Congress, and he even publicly says that, you know, he doesn't think that it's right that he can't do stuff without them. And, you know, I mean, he's been doing it since he got in, actually before.
But you watch. But if he loses the election and Romney does stuff, he'll be the first one speaking out against Romney doing the same kinds of things that he did.
Sure. Well, he does. He flip-flops.
He's a hypocrite.
And when he tries to go off prompter, he stutters.
And he's
horribly.
He's also a pathological liar.
Yes, he is. I think he has some kind of a magic tape that goes over his nose because it doesn't grow like Pinocchio. It's amazing. It's very magic.
I don't know for sure, but I would about wager that his wife dreams of Alan West at night.
Or anybody but him, yeah. Well,
oh, that's a man. That's a real man.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Absolutely.
I saw Obama throw a baseball. Oh, my God. Then I saw him with the pickaxe in his hand, and again I was like, oh, my God. Does he know how much of a girl he looks like?
Oh, yeah, he is. He's extremely effeminate. I kind of figured that out before I heard all the stuff about the Chicago gay bath.
Yet he's telling me to trust him about business and economics. compared to a guy who's had a successful business career. And then I'm looking at Obama, okay, what can you back up your stuff with? He hasn't done jack crap about nothing.
He's never had a real job in his life?
Yeah. He never even managed a paper route.
Nope. He couldn't run a hot dog stand.
So asking me to trust you on the economy versus someone who's done it and been successful, I'm sorry, you're going to lose on that one.
Yeah, he loses on a lot of fronts. But
That's huge.
That's in everybody's minds because people are
How he can use division to try this divide and conquer, try to stir up racial hatred between whites and blacks. He has set race relations back 100 years.
Well, Hitler did it. That was his first thing with his propaganda machine was, it's all the Jews' fault.
Down to about 20, only 80% right now are supporting him. So he's lost some support there, which means there were some smarter ones than he thought. And there'll be more. They'll be waking up when they realize exactly what his agenda is to keep them dependent so he can control them, and in the end, to return them to slaves.
Oh, yeah, and worse, slaughter them for a lot of people.
They don't think that it was Obama's ancestors who did enslave a bunch of their ancestors.
That's correct, with the Dutch traders, slave traders, way back. I think it was the 1500s, if I'm not mistaken.
Obama brings all this other stuff up. He's Irish, he's this, he's that, and he's Chinese cousin and whatever. So why not bring that up? Your ancestors were slave traders.
Yep. Not to mention his mother
and
was
if you want reparations,
the morals of an alley cat.
You want reparations, go after the people who actually enslaved them and sold them.
Sure. It's disgusting, I know. Yeah, plus he's got Jeremiah Wright, the black liberation theologist, and then he's got Frank Marshall Davis, the out-and-out card-carrying communist, indoctrinating him since he was 10 years old. What do you expect?
He's got Louis Farrakhan, who almost everybody on the planet, except for his small handful of followers, considers a blooming idiot.
Yeah, he's a blowhard. That guy's just, he's another race baiter and a hate monger, just like Jackson and not so Sharpton. I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous. I know. And then, of course,
I would ask him, just how bad is your life, Lewis? Just how bad is your life? It seems to me that for many years now, you've lived off the wealth of other people.
Yep.
I don't see that you're doing anything to help your community, giving out big money or anything else. I don't see what hardships do you deal with every day, Lewis? Or is it just that your hatred is, you have to hate.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's so many, there's a lot of like that. I mean, of course, we know
Martin Luther King. There is on all sides. I think there was a great difference between Martin Luther Jr. than the ones we see in here today. Martin Luther Jr. Envisioned equality for all, and he wasn't promoting one group or the black race above other races.
No.
He was saying equality for all. He wanted a hand up, not a hand out. And that was a big difference. Today it's all about the hand out. And you got guys like Jackson and Sharpton who play on their own race of people to extort wealth from them for themselves.
Exactly. And without their race baiting and their hatred and all their nonsense and their stupid followers, those guys would be in the soup kitchen trying to figure out how to feed themselves because they wouldn't have a job or any money. It's true.
And as it is, Al Sharpton owes $2.3 million in taxes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know about that.
Why isn't he in jail? Why aren't you harassing him the way you are Ron?
Oh, I know. It's horrible. No, it's back to the old double standard.
All this taxes talk out of Obama. He never mentions all the people in his administration that owe back taxes.
Yep.
Why is that? If you want to talk about taxes, why don't you go all the way out about it? Why don't you talk about your own people who don't pay their taxes?
He won't do that. That's not part of his agenda. And
truth
his big
is not part of his agenda.
Absolutely.
Truth
has
no place in his agenda.
Yeah, I know. Most progressives don't have truth in their agenda. It's not part of their base.
And what's sad is the people who really don't pay attention to stuff and everything, and they believe these people are such good and God-loving people and stuff.
I know.
Wake up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's why I discovered about another person that I know here, and it was really astounding because I go, now I get it. She believes the stuff that comes out of these people's mouths, hook, line, and sinker. And the difference is I don't, because I know better. And that's why there's no way to reach them. They absolutely believe this. And I'm like, oh, my God.
The really intelligent people who write and put stuff out there, somehow that, I mean, I'm a white guy, and I think Thomas Sowell is one of the most intellectual geniuses of our time.
He's pretty cool. Yeah, he's smart.
Why isn't he being held up as an example of what you can accomplish and do?
The same reason they vilify West, because they're conservative, and they're not Engels or Marx. That's it.
Do they ever think that maybe Thomas Sowell is conservative because he is so smart?
No, because liberalism is a mental disorder. I'm telling you the truth. These people are, there's something wrong with them. They're wired wrong. They're just, I don't know what it is. Yeah, they're hopeless. I'm telling you, they're hopeless.
I mean, there are plenty of examples of black conservatives that are successful people. They got there by hard work. And why
Sherman
can you
Cain,
not see that
Rice,
example?
All of them.
Yeah, why can't you see that example and follow that instead of following an example that says I'm going to be laying on my butt getting handouts and being totally controlled by the government?
I know. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a black guy, and I think he could be from the South or he could be from Chicago. He did a couple of YouTubes about, he was yelling at his own people saying, get up off your backside and go get a job, or you're going to stay on the plantation for the rest of your days. I mean,
and what's the sadness? They are on the Democratic plantation, and they don't see it. They don't see that, hey, all these handouts and stuff is so they can keep you controlled. They don't see that Planned Parenthood was invented, or that the original abortion ideology was invented to wipe out black people.
Exactly.
They don't see that the party they cling to is the party of racism, the party of the Klan, the party of the Black Panthers, the party of La Raza, all hate groups, racist hate groups.
Exactly. I know. Because they don't read anything, Bill. I'm telling you, it's a phenomenon that I can't explain. They will not educate themselves. They won't. They will swallow the Kool-Aid and they will repeat the lies verbatim like they're just spewing out from a video recorder. That's what I see. It's bizarre. It's very sad. That they're sheeple.
Well,
they're sheeple.
Yeah, and they elect people that tell them, well, you can't get it. Your situation is what it is, and you're just going to have to learn to live with that situation, but we'll try to get you more free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, they're not looking. Like when Sheila Jackson Lee is standing there telling you something like that, are you not looking at all the jewelry that this woman is wearing?
Yeah. What kind of car does she get into? Let's check out her Swiss bank account. Cayman Islands.
There's a lot of good things about Texas that I do like. But there's one thing about Texas that bothers me, and that is you elect people like Sheila Jackson Lee. You've had one world order people that claim to be from Texas, the Bushes and Karl Rove and those kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
But Sheila Jackson Lee is the one that stands out the most to me, because if you cannot tell that this woman is a self-serving, self-gratifying type of person who cares nothing about anyone but herself,
right,
then you are a fool. And it would take only a fool would vote for Sheila Jackson Lee.
Well, she's a black Pelosi. That's it. I mean, come on.
That was Maxine Waters.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is Sheila Jackson Lee has the same ideology as Pelosi. It doesn't matter the color of the skin. They're all cut out of the same stupid cloth. They're progressive. They lie. they believe in class warfare. They're either Keynesian or Marxist ideology in economics. You got to know
they
that.
They would block you from using the business tactic that they themselves would use.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely.
As far as Pelosi, you know, how she remains in office says a lot about the kind of, I'm going to be honest, this kind of sickness that pervades her district.
Yeah, well, she's in San Francisco, so that'll tell you. And it's very liberal there. Same with other northern areas where Maxine Waters, you know, is from. And all these people in Sacramento and all the people in Northern California.
They
even
can't see the debt. They can't see the trouble, financial and economic woes in their state.
I think they've got the ostrich syndrome. They put their head in the sand and refuse to pull them out.
I got to tell you, I'm one of them people that's writing my congressmen and senators and tell them, I don't care what happens. Don't you give a dime to California.
Absolutely. Good for you. Good.
Let it sink.
Good. I agree. Yeah, they've done it to themselves, and they voted these clowns in year after year, and they reelected Boxer last time. They're going to reelect this stupid Feinstein again, and even though we're trying. We've got a really good candidate, Dan Hughes. I've seen him at many parties. I've Tea Party events, watched him speak, talked to him personally, emailed him. He was on with Ron when we were down at Oceanside Pier. I gave him so much on Agenda 21. He was probably choking on it, but I wanted him to know that this means a lot to us. And so, you know, I mean, if he ever did get in, boy, I tell you, he owes me because I helped him, trying to get him through the primary. So, and I think he's going to go up against her, but hopefully he'll have enough money to do so. We'll see. We'll just see how it goes.
And deals like that, you know, you just got to get enough people awake and really go after things and push it.
Sure.
At the beginning, they said that Lugar would never be taken down. And, well, you've seen Lugar not only got taken down, he got taken down big time. And
yep.
I think you're going to see the same thing happen to Andre Carson and several other congressmen around this nation this time. Yeah, they may still hold on to a Pelosi seat and Feinstein, but they're going to lose seats in other places, seats where people are actually are actually awake and looking at the whole picture and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose seats.
Yep. And, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people who voted for zero last time who are going to stay home. That's what I'm hearing here. So, you know, because the...
Well, what promise did he keep?
Fundamentally transforming us.
It truthfully is the problem with politics. It's all the promises that are never kept.
Right.
I once ran for union president. I hadn't been at the plant maybe 5 years. And I ran for union president, and I came close. But what I really learned was that when I got up there and everybody was asking, well, what are you going to do this? I said, I can't tell. All I can tell you is I'll do the best job I can. I'm not going to stand here and make a promise that I don't know if I can keep or not. If it's something that I know I can keep, hey, I will make a promise. But if it's something that I really don't know, I'm not going to make a promise like that. I won't do that. And,
that's the kind of honesty that's so rare. Probably didn't recognize it when they, you know, saw it. So that's the problem. And the other thing is when we listen to these clowns, we as voters are believing it just when they're saying it. And that's not good either. You have to be more educated, informed, civic-minded, and get your act together before you even think about listening to a speech or casting a vote. And that's a shame that we, you know, many don't do that. They just vote blindly or they vote through emotions or what their neighbor's doing or whatever.
Yes. I will get people together, and I'll play video of people, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was playing Alan West. Oh, this was like last year.
Okay.
I was playing an Alan West video, and I had a bunch of people around, and I was watching them to see what their reactions was.
Yeah.
And the reactions these people gave to Alan West far blew away any other video of any other politician I ever showed.
Cool.
And it was his CPAC speech.
Oh, yeah.
And all most of them, what they wanted to know is why wasn't he the guy running for president? And I'm like, well, he's really new to politics.
True.
But, you know, he had an effect, a noticeable effect. I don't see that Romney really has that effect. Now, he did give a little glimmer of something last week when I think Obama actually got under his skin and ticked him off, and he responded to it.
Yep.
And it's like, well, yeah, finally. But you got to continue that. Show us you got us that. I haven't seen that out of Congress. I haven't seen it out of my Congressman, Todd Young. I'd gladly trade him for Alan West. And
sure.
You know, give me somebody who's going to stand up and shout and say what they really feel, you know, that this something's wrong or out of line. And I don't see a lot of them doing it. I've heard Rand Paul do it. I've seen Alan West do it. And a selective very few others have done it. I see Michelle Bachmann doing it with this Muslim thing. She is taking the flack. She is taking the flack. But she's telling the truth. And
well,
that's what they're fearing. They're fearing the truth is going to come out into every and to the open, and everybody else is going to see all this, and it's going to be, oh, my God.
And, you know, here's the thing. I know she's trying to do the right thing, and I understand her reasoning behind it, not only because she's on that Security Council, but because she is so fed up with this dictator in the Oval that she's got to find you know what I mean? She's got to find more ways to take him down because, you know, our lives are in the balance. Every ounce of freedom we've ever dreamt of is in the balance, and you know that.
Every liberty, every freedom, everything that details us as Americans is in the balance.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's terrifying. And I think she sees that because she's a very intelligent woman, and I think she loves this country, unlike the cockroach in the, you know.
Well, you'll notice the ones that aren't part of the establishment because they'll be the ones that come out and do the talking. The others will sit back in silence and just let things go.
Yep, I know. It's really sad.
Like you said, I think it shows that she's one that truly cares. Cares about being an American and about this country. And the ones who sit back silent, their silence tells me that they don't give a crap. For themselves.
Yep, absolutely. They're very self-serving, as you pointed out. I think that because from what I know of her, even back in the 2010 election, you know, when she was, how they do every 2 years, she had to rerun like the House does. She just came across as very courageous, honest, and a true patriot and a Christian woman. That's what I saw in her from all that time that I had, you know, paid attention. And she seems, except for voting for the NDAA, which I don't understand, but, you know, I just think that these people are so misguided when they read these bills. I don't think they...
Well, they haven't been reading the bills.
Yeah, that's another
problem.
Yeah, they get
a thumbnail
sketch
of it. They don't know what they're signing because they don't read them.
It's horrible. Like I said, I think there was maybe three or four on the... that voted against the H.R. 347 and probably the NDAA. It's just amazing to me how they – I just don't get it. I just don't understand. With all their knowledge of many different things, because I heard Issa speaking, and he's pretty well-versed on California law and constitutional law and all these other things and congressional rules and rules of the Senate and all these things because he's been there for 12 years. With all of this knowledge, how could they just not see the big picture when it's maybe they have not done the research. Maybe people, the constituents haven't told them. Well, you know, that's part of my job too. And I'm starting with my city council, then I'm going to keep moving up the chain. I'm going to move up to every level that I can get to. But I got to go local first. I got to wake up the citizens. Because that's if we have strength in numbers, that's kind of our answer, right?
You know, some of these people, I don't know who all's been coerced into the agenda or who mm-hmm. all's been threatened over the agenda or anything, but I really have to question when the whole concept of Agenda 21 is not a main topic in Congress, then there is something major wrong in Congress.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we've known that for a while. That's why 2010 was a huge landslide when we got as many conservatives as possible. Now, whether they got corrupted when they got in there is another story. At least it was a sweeping, you know, landslide with governors and everything else. So, and I think, didn't we pick up some in the Senate? I can't remember. I think we did.
We picked up a few.
Yeah.
We picked up
a few.
So
we're praying for the Senate this time. We've got to. I mean, it's just imperative. There's no getting around that one.
But when we get control of the Senate, we've got to get McConnell out of there and get us a stronger speaker. And somehow we got to get Boehner out of there because Boehner,
God,
he has just been the worst speaker for the GOP mm-hmm. that I have ever seen.
Yeah, he's way too
establishment. He sides too much with the establishment and the administration.
Yep, he does.
And he and McCain and Rubio and anyone else comes out and
Graham.
Goes against Michelle Bachmann, yeah, and this investigation and stuff. Well, then you know the rest of the country should be looking at you people as that you might be a traitor.
Yeah. Oh, I think John McShane is just—he's the worst. I there's no excuse for that clown. You know.
He does what his puppet masters tell him to do.
Apparently. Yeah, and
that's what he does.
All these people, they've been in there for so long, way too long. You've got Orrin Hatch, Graham Cracker, McShane, who's the other one? Oh, the Feinstein and the Boxers and all the... I mean, they've been in there, and they're so old, I swear, some of these people, and Pelosi too, they're senile, I swear. And they're still doing it. And it's like, they don't need the money, so you know it's power. These guys are wealthy beyond our imagination. It's power, I'm telling you. That's got to be it.
Well,
that's the motivating force.
This is the two things I've always said. We are living in a times where the greatest enemy of our time is greed. It's man's greed. Mm-hmm. It's either his greed for wealth or his greed for power. And
both.
That the greed is what will sink mankind.
I know. Well, we're going to fight him. We're just going to stand up and do what we've been doing.
That's all we can do. We give it our best. We've got till November. We got to step it up some now because we're in the final stretches here. It seems like we got a while, but you know, August, September, October, November. You got less than 4 months, really, right at that. So we've got to really put on a push here. We got to wake up more people mm-hmm. and keep spreading the truth and putting the stuff out there so people can check it out and do the research themselves, the ones
right.
that will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all we can do. And watch the battle, and we got to all be Breitbarts and do our own investigations and stuff and keep checking on stuff because
I know.
There's still going to be a lot more stuff pop up before this election. I really fear that if Obama and the left think that he is going to lose, if it looks like he's definitely going to lose, I put no low tactic past them.
No, not at all.
Low tactic. I think a lot of people better wake up and be prepared for that. If you're,
sure.
I hope everybody out here that's listening and viewing this in the chat room and stuff, I hope you've all been preparing and getting ready because I think the time is coming when the chaos is going to hit the fan and it's either going to be a sweet victory or a long, drawn-out battle until we get victory. But I think we will see victory in the end. As Linda said at the beginning, God wins. You know, we all know that. They know it. Nothing they can do to stop it. They can erase the book. They can hide the book. They can even hide the history. But it's still going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. You know, we just have to, I think you have to prepare yourself in every aspect of your being. Mentally, physically, spiritually, store up the food, do all the things, take different types of training, start thinking outside the box like you were talking about, you know, and really, and after that Colorado shooting, I was mentioning on my show that, and I did hear some reports that there were lots of wonderful people helping others who were injured and doing tourniquets and stopping bleeding and helping them. So these are things you have to start thinking about, because if it gets ugly, you're going to need, everyone's going to need to know this stuff. And have a healthy respect for a firearm, but damn well know how to use it, and don't be afraid of it, you know.
Well, yeah, and I'll be honest, you should have already done all these things. If you haven't, then you better be doing it real fast, quick, and in a hurry, because time is short.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was thinking the other day after that happened in Colorado, I thought, I think I need to go to the gun range again and practice my little buns off.
Well, you also
better,
saw
you know?
a surge in gun and ammo sales in Colorado after that. There wasn't a decline. There was a surge.
Huh?
There wasn't a decline in the ammo and weapon sales. After that, there was a surge.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. I don't blame them. I think that's great. I mean,
you were in a gun-free zone,
and
this
look
happened.
What happened.
And
yep,
we look at Chicago, which the media won't talk about, and it's happening every day in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And D.C., again, they don't want to talk about it, but look at the situation there. And these are the places that have these gun-free or strictest gun laws or whatever.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're the ones who suffer the worst. And then we can take a whole country like Switzerland and look at it and how they do things. And,
you bet.
Man, look at their crime rates and stuff involving guns. They're the lowest in the world.
Yeah, I heard this idiot camera holder on Sean Hannity's radio show today as I was doing my errands. It was, I just chalked it up to the liberalism being a mental disorder. Her answer was not only more gun control, but, you know, that, oh, this is a mental health problem, and nobody, you know, the health care, and there, people aren't getting access to mental health care. And I was just speechless. This is their answer. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so now everybody who even thinks, you know, that somebody's nuts and maybe they're going to go out and do something crazy, why don't you just put them all in a gulag? That'll fix it, dummies. I mean,
these people have no true concepts of anything. Man was killing man way before guns were invented.
Absolutely.
And man kills man every day without a gun.
Yep. That's right.
You know, it's just ridiculous. Are you going to ban rocks? Are you going to ban all kinds? You know, what wouldn't you ban?
Exactly.
Just, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Scissors for sawing, box cutters. Oh, yeah. You know, that's it. I mean, it's stupid. It's like banning fire because somebody's not smart enough to take their hand out of the flame. Come on. Jeez. This is their answer. This is their answer to everything. It's not based in reality.
That's because they have no concept of reality.
I know.
Holly Weird is just that. Their life is built around play acting.
Fantasy.
It's unreality. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's so for them, it's easy for them to come up with the idiot ideologies that they use, that, oh, ban guns.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, you look at, what's his name, the big fat guy that's always talking about how bad the country is, yet he's just making wealth left over hands over foot out of it.
Sure.
He downs capitalism. Oh, Michael Moore.
Oh, Michael Moore? Michael Moore?
Yeah, he's always downing capitalism and all this and that, but he has made a fortune using capitalism.
I know, but they all say the same stuff. It's nuts. Doesn't make sense. There is no common sense there. There's
no
critical thinking at all.
I think this, because of Hollywood's so willingly wanting to give, take from others and give to others, how about we limit everybody in Hollywood to $100,000 a year, and anything they would have made over that, we'll take and give to whoever the hell but them.
Exactly. That's what Roseanne Barr says, only she had a little higher figure. I mean, it's yeah, I know. Well, you know, my dad used to say, it's nice to be able to have a thought here and there, but first you have to have something to think with. These people have nothing between their ears. it's sad.
It makes you question the education system that we have thrown billions and billions and billions of dollars at, only to keep failing and failing and failing. And you got to come to that point in realization that it's not the money. We spend enough money. It's who's in charge that is the problem.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they've indoctrinated everybody quite well, as you see. Anyway, you probably got about 10 minutes left, I think. I'm not sure. And I don't know if Hollis is back, because I can't tell. I don't hear him.
I don't
hear
him.
How are we doing? No, he's not back yet. Well, do you want to do the rundown of the shows, or what do you want to talk about?
Well, we got isn't it Friday when they'll make the decision on the small arms treaty?
Oh, my gosh. Now,
and,
when are they doing this?
Well, if they're going to sign it, they'll sign it this week. You know, I'm pretty sure. I'm hearing Obama won't sign it, and I would not be surprised if he doesn't, because he knows if he does, that will damn sure ensure that he will not get reelected. So he will wait till after the election, and then he will rush to sign it.
Yeah, if he gets in. Oh, God, please.
Yeah, but
don't let that happen.
He sees right now that would be a great deterrent to him getting reelected, and that he won't risk that, I don't think. He'll pass. He won't sign it this time around. Now I say that. Now, if the Senate gets it there, they all get it passed where he can sign it. Now he may go ahead and do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But is a huge issue in this country, and the majority, the vast numbers of people, do not support the small arms deal.
Absolutely. Well, Hillary's been running around with the UN trying to get this for a long time. And she's also tried the lost treaty, too. I mean, she's up to her foot every minute she breathes. So.
Hillary has worked against our country on almost every aspect of our Constitution. The First Amendment, the Second, the 14th, and several others. She has attacked with the sided with the UN against us. Hillary was in line to get a position at the IMF.
God.
Which is why she's not so interested in running for president.
Right.
And
she's been a nefarious one for many, many years.
And when she goes over there and she does her hair and tries to dress and act like a Muslim woman, that just makes me want to throw up.
Yep.
I can understand why Bill Clinton would seek other women besides her.
Well, she's not. I don't think she's straight anyway. So.
I don't think she is.
I think she's as straight as Obama is. Ha ha.
Well, I have to say, I've often wondered if Anthony Weiner's wife wasn't really Hillary's girlfriend.
Wow. Well, Anthony's an idiot. He's supposed to run for mayor of New York.
But he was a useful idiot for the Democratic Party, and a useful idiot to hide the real relationship between Hillary and Weiner's wife. Or, but you know, there's something there. The woman's family was Muslim Brotherhood. And the whole the spring deal last year, and Libya and all of that were basically we were assisting the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Gaddafi wouldn't buy into it, so we took Gaddafi out. Assad won't into it, so now they want to get Assad out.
Sure.
You know, they want to surround Israel with the Muslim Brotherhood.
I know. It's pretty bad. It's not a fun deal.
No, it's not.
I think we're winding down to the last few minutes. Do you want to do the rundown of the shows?
Sure.
Okay, good. And I'm going to take off and go back to the chat room. I'll see you over there.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Linda. This is Patriot Family Chat. We're on Tuesday nights. We start at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Bill Strong. I'm usually assisted here by Hollis Buchanan. And tomorrow night we have at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Right from the Left Coast with Miss Linda Sills, who you just heard. Linda's fiery, and she's big against Agenda 21 and working in her area and state and trying to stop the implementations of Agenda 21. Then on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. comes Patriot Education with Terry Rowland. And if you want to know what's going on in the school systems, and if you want to know how things are working in the school systems, or just things in general about the school systems and how things are, Terry is just fantastic, fantastic. And then on Fridays, we have Brian with Mortgage Help at 7:30 p.m. I think it may be 8 p.m. Have to check that. Brian's an expert in mortgages and the housing crisis and stuff. And there's another big on the information that some people need that are trying to fight to save their homes. Then on Saturday nights, Michael Magic with Exposing the Illusion or Beyond the Illusion. And Michael brings a different aspect of things. He goes into the whole illusion of what everyone thinks is reality and stuff, our government and their agendas and stuff, and he exposes it. Then on Sundays, we have Bennett Frank, which has been Ron Golden filling in for Frank for a while. Frank had a stroke, and we keep him in our prayers. And Ron, you have to listen. Ron is a specialist of the Constitution and monetary issues, but Ron is versed in almost every aspect of what's going on. And then on Monday nights at 7:30 p.m., Ron does his own show, Constitution Hour. Ron couldn't do that last night. Ron's been feeling a little under the weather. He's in the chat room right now. He's still feeling a little under the weather. And we want to keep Ron and his wife, Penny, in our prayers, and Yola and all the rest, and Hollis and Yomer and, you know, Linda, everybody. Right now, we need to keep everybody in our country and around the world who are fighting against the evil that is trying to take over. Keep them in our prayers and their families, and I hope that God keeps them safe. And great, Ron. We got to keep our eyes open. We're going to see a lot more between now and November, and some of it is going to put a smile on our face and make us laugh, and some of it will probably make us cry, and some of it will leave us with our eyes wide open and our mouth hanging open, looking like a deer in headlights, because it's like you can't believe this is going on. For my lifetime, I've never seen nothing like what we're experiencing the last few years. And I hope we never see it again. I hope we're able to turn this around and put our country back on a right path and make America the example for the world again. And okay, Ron, keep my eyes open on July the 30th. The historic day for Jews. Aha. Well, yeah, I try to keep that in mind, too, the things that are going on in that part of the world. There's just so much, and when it gets overwhelming, like it's gotten with everything from around the world and in our own country to our localities and stuff, when it seems like everything is coming at us from all different angles and sides and stuff, you got to look at it. If you're being fought against, you're doing something right, because Satan only comes after you if he ain't got you. And if he's still fighting you, then he ain't got you, and that's a good thing. So keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing something right. And I just want to tell everybody out there, I love this country. I love my fellow Americans. I love my family. And I will do everything in my power to fight to keep them safe and keep them living in freedom and liberty. To everyone out there, I want to say God bless and good night. Everyone, have a blessed day. Good night, America.